arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode number 177 of the Babe AF podcast. My name is Jess, and I am your host of this podcast. I'm so, so, so freaking happy that you're here. Before we get into today's episode, it is probably posted a little bit late, and I'm so sorry, but here is what I want you to do for yourself going into February. So I am going to try to give you a little bit of fun in these confidence boosting episodes, okay? Words of encouragement, X, Y, and Z, right? That's what these Friday episodes are about. But I want to add a little bit more meat to the sandwich if you're getting what I'm picking up when I'm putting together all that shit. So here's today's bit of encouragement. Outside of the confidence and the things that like I'm challenging you to do in these episodes, I saw this today and I think it's really great. So February chapter 2 of 12, because this is the February 2nd episode of the podcast in 2024, if you will. So may your life be filled with fuck yes moments, risks that work out, dreams that come true, people who love you, and blessings on top of blessings. Okay? Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're welcome. Thank you. Love you. Now let's get into it. We're going to do a little bit of what we call a January wrap up. Okay. I focused on a couple of things this month for myself, accountability. And it's not what you would think. If you've been a member of this podcast for a while, you know that I, like to challenge myself to do one thing per month. And I did a couple of things this month that were very challenging, to me mentally. As someone who has been in the industry that I've been in for my occupation, I have never been in a place where I, how can I say this? Challenge myself. So the role that I currently have is challenging for me in a couple of ways. Number one, I don't know the car industry very well. And number two, I am learning to work back in the office with people again. I know that sounds so freaking dumb, but for 2.5 years, I was remote when I was with Zillow and it was awesome. I'm very self-motivated as a person, but what I gather sometimes in an office work environment, especially the one that I'm in at the moment, because we're all in the same room. Our room literally has no windows. It has like the teacher doors with the rectangle window, and that's all that we can see of the outside. So it's a little bit isolating, which is okay because that's the structure of the building at the moment. But for me, I realized while working, it's a challenge for me to stay focused sometimes because of the conversations and relationships of others. Here's the deal. I'm not excluding myself, but I know what I want to get done at my job, no matter what day it is, no matter how I show up. Even if I'm tired, I still show up and make sure I get my job done, right? Number two, I realized that last month in January, I had a closing shift. So I work 10 to 7 every day. That being said, I did not work weekends. So Monday through Friday, which is my jam, I love Monday through Friday. I enjoy a weekend. My brain gets overloaded and super excited about a Saturday and a Sunday, a weekend just, quote unquote, if you will, because I just feel like Saturdays and Sundays for me are very easy for me to get a lot of shit done. Number one, there aren't always a lot of people out and about where I'm going, so I love that. Number two, I realized that between the 6 and the 7 o'clock hour when nobody was there, besides my manager, of course, and maybe one other person was closing with me, I got a lot of shit done. It was quieter. I could hear myself think. And this is not a dig to anyone that I work with. So albeit, it's just for me and the mental capacity of me to get the job done for myself. And the expectations I set for myself, I need X, Y, and Z sometimes, right? I appreciate the human interaction I'm getting with humans in the office right now. I thrive on being a people person. But sometimes, albeit working remote or albeit in quarantine when COVID first started. Now, mind you, I was still going to the office, but it was in an isolated area, right? So I could still get my job done without having to be around people as adequately as I was many years before. So for me, I realize now here in the last couple of weeks that the solace of the silence is key for me to get a lot of shit done, right? So what I've been trying to bring that into weekends, if I'm not working, is that, hey, you have, you know, time management. You can carve out like 2 to 3 hours a day, do your quick clean of your house, do your pickup, start some laundry, and then really get down to the shit that's your passion that you really want to do. So albeit, can we get a high five for those of you that have stuck around, that have listened, that are still subscribing to this tomfoolery? Because it's not just going to get better. It's going to get astronomically badass, okay? That's my promise to you. This podcast and what we're forming here, we meaning me and the mouse in my pocket, just kidding, there's no mice in my house. We'll say the dog sitting at my feet because y'all know Banner's in here. He likes to record with me. My intention for 2024, a challenge for myself, is to really sit down, make this as important as I expect it to be, but also fulfill a lot of things that you've probably expected from me, but I have fallen short of or through the cracks in the previous years of this podcast. So my challenge for you guys this year, not only for yourselves, but for me, is to really start to figure out what's important to you in your business, in your relationships, in the way you show up for other people, in the XYZs of your life. If you're having trouble getting out of a funk, try putting on a pair of pants and leaving the house. I say that because I get dressed every day I go to work, even if it's jeans Friday at work, even if it's casual Friday or Saturday at work, I still have on a business casual shirt. I have a Jack Nash t-shirt. Now I just told you where I work, no big deal. And I have a polo. I have never worn them, you guys. I feel weird wearing a t-shirt to work, okay? Because it's an office environment. For me, in my mental capacity of showing up for myself, for my job, for others, for what I want to do in my life here in 2024, these are the things that help me. These are the things that help me push through challenges, push through difficulties, push through the noise, and get the job done no matter what it is. So that is my challenge currently that I'm pushing through and working on. You guys, I've recorded 5 episodes in the past 3 weeks. And if you guys know anything about me, I am not consistent here. And I apologize if you have signed up and you've subscribed and you've said, oh my God, yes, I want this as much and as frequent as I can get it. I want to apologize in the way that I should have shown up more consistently, but there was something, life, grief, death, reposition, unemployment, depression. I don't know if it was a depressive state for me to have to push myself out of, but also I'm here now and I'm healthier than I've ever been, even though I weigh the most I've been in a while, but that's okay. We're working on a couple of things over here, but I feel the most determined to show up for you in all the ways that you've been wanting. Okay. That was my challenge in January 2024. You guys want to hear some accomplishments? Over the last 3 weeks on social media, in all three of my platforms, I have reached almost 7,000 accounts together. You guys, are you kidding me? What is happening? What is happening? No new followers, which is okay. We'll get there. But like, I'm bringing more than the table, whether it be comedic or otherwise. I'm super stoked about it. High five. Round of applause. Golf clap. However you want to. I just watched 3 days of Tony Robbins, so he claps weird, which is okay. In my opinion, I don't understand why he claps like that, but it could be just a him thing. So go on, Tony Robbins. You do your thing. Accomplishments. That for me, 7K outreach on all three of my platforms together was awesome. So excited and proud of myself. Another accomplishment is that there are digital products launching on February 14th. There is a full series of digital products for BabeAF Pod / Media, if you will. That's a thing coming in 2024. BabeAF Media, putting it out there so you hold me accountable. But there is a whole collection of digital products, journals, wellness books, planners, all of those things. You can download yourself. You can ask me to print it. But they're all digital downloads. So you can do as many as you want, as many pages as you want, whatever, whatever. I will be putting that information up in the medias when that happens. So those are my two big accomplishments of 2024 so far for January. Now what's to come for February? Outside of the digital download on February 14th, the day of love and encouragement, and my sister-in-law's birthday, February 14th, and my friend Megan's birthday, February 14th. Here's what I am here to tell you, is that if there is anything that you want to hear about, thoughts, humans, otherwise, please just tell me. My DMs are open. I have not checked the BabeAF Pod email. It's at Gmail, you know, for a million years. But I'm working on that. This weekend, I am recording the Sunday Spill with Steph. You guys, it's back. The Sunday Spill is back. How excited are you guys? If you guys don't know what that is a series here on the podcast where once a month I get together and I chat with my bestie, Stephanie, who lives in Michigan. And we just spill on pop culture. We do a little hot goss. It's like one of my favorite things that we do. And it went away for a little bit, but it's back and I'm super excited. So we're recording tomorrow. And then I'm taking an art acrylics class because I'm obsessed with creating new shit. And so that's that. I also signed up for a digital marketing course on Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y. I've done some interior design classes on there before, and so they had a special for digital marketing, so I'm going to be doing some of that. Christopher is working tomorrow, so that is going to help me motivate myself to get a lot of shit done tomorrow. If you have been reading Rupi Kaur's Milk and Honey, it's a poetry book. It's awesome. I'm hosting our first BabeAF Book Club Zoom party on Sunday at noon Central Standard Time. So if you guys want in there, drop me a message on socials. Let me know. I'll send you the information. I accidentally spammed myself on Facebook because I kept putting the Zoom link in comments and I got spammed and three of my comments got removed. So I'll never learn. It's okay. It's me on my own page. How can I spam myself? I don't know. Anyway, that is what to come. I'm also going to be appearing in a couple of workshops here in the spring. So get excited, you guys. Get freaking excited because there is so much to come and I cannot wait. So my call to action for you guys is I want you to tell me in the comments of this post, what you have done in January to challenge yourself, but also something that you feel accomplished about. It can literally be anything. Literally, it can be anything. There's been something in my tooth this entire episode. Thank you for sticking with me if you're watching this on the YouTubes or the TikToks or whatever social media platform you're watching my face on. But yeah, I want you to tell me and tag the Bay Bay F pod, one or five accomplishments you've done in the month of January and a couple of things that were challenging for you that you feel like you busted through on. So, if I'm doing this for you, I need you to do that for me too. It is your call to action because I want to hear about it and celebrate you. So let me know in the comments there. Also, that question will be in the Spotify show notes, like the poll. Remember, I talked to you guys about that. Let me see if anyone had said anything about last month's episode, and then I can let you know in a post as well. So I would love to hear your feedback in regards to that. So I'm so thankful you guys are here, that you like to listen to my bullshit and hang out with me every once in a while. In summation, challenge and accomplishments for January. I want to know if you're down for coming for Bay Bay of Book Club. Here's the deal. You don't have to read the whole book. It's a poetry book. It's super fast. I actually have a couple of pages to finish tonight, so I will be doing that and then creating a little questionnaire for the Zoom call. So there's a point of purpose for us to go up onto the podcast. And the Bay Bay F Book Club is back. I'm super excited for you guys to see that, as well as the digital book library of the Bay Bay F Media launching on February 14th. So I hope you guys have the best weekend. I'm so happy to help kick it off. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Toodles. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at the Babe AF Pod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes, let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.